that they can run into spirits of persons who are dead, you know, maybe in certain places, at the cemetery or something, and they call these spirits what?
Ghosts.
Ghosts is a word. What's another word?
Haunts.
Haunts is one. And a house, if there were a place where these people are supposed to live, they would say that's a what kind of?
Haunted house.
Very good. Say that again for me.
Haunted house.
All right. Now can you think of what they call these people who, these spirits that are white and you can, they're supposed to be spirits like ghosts and there's another name for them.
Spirits.
Spirits is one. I'll get the phone.
Oh.
Talking about the weather today, we will say it has been warm, but now it is
cool.
Yes,
cold.
Now it's not very cold, it's just
cool.
Yes. And if we wanted to say that it's kind of cold, we might say it has been warm, but now it's
kind of cold.
Can we think of some other way we would say that?
No.
All right. If I wanted you to do something, like complete this interview today, and you had other things that you needed to do, you might say, I will do it, but I would.
I will do it, but
you really didn't want to do it, you know, but you're going to go ahead and do it, but you're kind of trying to leave an opening to do it. Another say, I will do it, but I would.
Hesitate
is good. You would prefer not, if you want to let me know that you, but I don't want you to say prefer, I'm looking for something else. You say, I will do it, Ms. but I would
do what?
You say, I will do it, but I would.
I don't know what to put in there.
Alright. A person who holds on to his money a long, long time, doesn't want to spend it, won't give anything to church is called a what kind of person?
Stingy.
Very good. Say that louder, please.
Stingy.
And if you're trying to get your foot into a shoe and the shoe seems tight, it doesn't want to fit, you have to
force it.
Very good. All right. If you're very sure about something, what are some of the expressions you would use? If I were to ask you if you're going to the neighborhood Christmas club party, what would you say?
I will. I am.
Are you sure you're going? You would say?
I am sure.
All right. How do you usually say, how would you usually address a man who comes into the house if you were answering him?
How would I address him?
Yes, Mr. anyone. How would you answer him? If he asked, if you were going to be home this afternoon, how would you answer him?
Yes.
Alright. When a friend of yours is leaving and you want her to come back again, like Mrs. Brown, what are some of the things you will say to her?
Come back.